WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We are graced this morning with Amanda Shires in WNRN Studios. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, I'm real glad to be here. I don't know if graced is the right word.
Well, it's good. And, yeah. And you've got Rod Picott?
Yeah, Picott. Rod Picott.
Here, I'm just talking about the fact I've been mispronouncing his name for years, so I'm adjusting. But glad to have you both here in the WNRN studios this morning. I got a chance to listen to your album. Gosh, it was on my way up to Noncom in May, and really enjoyed it. So when I came back from that conference, I had a chance to put it on the air for folks. So
I appreciate you playing that and not just running over it a few times. No,
or flinging it out the window. Yeah. I always threaten people that I will do that. No, it was really good. But obviously, reading up a little bit more about you, this is, not your first attempt at making a CD. This is, but it's your second solo album.
Right, correct. The first one was all fiddle music, and this is not. It's all singing songs.
Well, but tell people a little bit about your background, because it's kind of nice to hear that you used to work with the Texas Playboys, which obviously, yeah. So you know something about swing music.
Right. I started taking fiddle lessons in Lubbock, and I got introduced to one of the members of the Texas Playboys named Frankie McWhorter. And I started just learning from him. Just he would play, and I would play it back. And then I finally got to a point where there was Christmas balls and cowboy symposiums and stuff where they'd go play, and I'd go play with them. And then just got more and more involved, and then I guess when I was 16 was the first time I ever sang, and it was with them. And yeah, they're a big part of my life. We still do Western swing camps every summer and things like that, the ones that are left anyway, because they're in their 80s.
Well, that must have been fun though, to be kind of taken under their wing.
Yeah. I at the time I don't think I understood quite what kind of legacy they had, but you don't know when you're 13 what you're doing. Anyway,
we've got Amanda Shires here in the WNRN studios this morning, playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea, and getting a chance to play some of this music from this new album. So you talked about the first solo album being fiddle tunes.
Right. Just kind of what I learned from old fiddle dudes. Yeah. So I did that sort of like a tribute, and I tried my hand at writing for the first time with that. I have 3 songs on there that I wrote. And then
this new one, yeah. Lots of songs.
Right. Yeah, I like it.
Well, how about a song for us this morning?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and tell you I'm going to do a Rod Picott song first. Just so you know. A 1, 2, a 1, 2, ready, go.
Honey, I could fly like that. And when you do the things you do, I'm flying high away from all my blues. And when you left me, honey, I fly like that. It used to be I was afraid of love. Didn't know just what I was made of. But then you cured my vertigo with your sweet soul kisses and your to and fro. It used to be I was afraid of love. Angels and acrobats got nothing on me. I can fly like that. When you left me, honey, I fly like that. Middle. let that whistle blow. Ooh, angels and acrobats got nothing on me. I can fly like that. And when you left me, honey, I fly like that. I ain't no angel, ain't no acrobat. When you left me, honey, I fly like that.
WNRN, Amanda Shires in the WNRN studio this morning. Also, Rod Picott here as well. And Amanda just sang one of Rod's songs. I have to say that when I was listening to the album for the first time, that was the one that really caught my ear initially.
I agree.
And yeah, and made me say, okay, I got to listen to this album again.
Well, he is a fine songwriter, you know. I'm trying to take some lessons.
Well, I don't know. It's just, it's clever. It's very good. Nice to have you here in WNRN Studios. We were talking a little bit about the fact that you hooked up with the Texas Playboys, you know, as a teenager and played with them. But you also worked with another band for several years, put out several albums. Tell us a little bit more about that music that you were playing with them.
I was playing with the Thrift Store Cowboys. Still play with them some, but we started in college about, like, you know, we're 18, put our first record out when we were 19, 20, and then we made three more, and we play sort of like landscape music is how I would describe it, kind of sort of ambient and atmospheric in a way sometimes. The band's called Thrift Store Cowboys, and we're going out on tour together for 2 weeks in September.
So is it mostly you tour in the Texas area, or you tour all over with them?
Well, with them, it's going to be just the West Coast. We're just going to go to Arizona and California and Seattle and, you know, Colorado. So sort of west and west. That's where we're going.
So is there any singing involved with this group, or is it just playing? I mean, when I think of atmospheric music, I think, you know, Tangerine Dream or something like that. more electronic, but, you know, indeed, very kind of quiet.
Yeah, it's sort of like some people would compare it maybe to Calexico or something. They're singing and stuff, but I sing a little bit in that band and sing harmony vocals in it too. And there's another lead singer. He does most all the singing, named Daniel. He's a pretty nice guy. Good fella.
Yeah, well, Calexico is a good comparison. We like Calexico.
I love them too. Good. They're awesome.
Amanda Shires is with us this morning. Also, Rob Picott. They're going to be playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea. And another one for us this morning?
Sure, yeah. We're going to do the murder ballad because it's breakfast time. Everybody wants a good murder ballad around breakfast, I guess.
So what did you switch to? Is that a baritone ukulele?
Yeah, this is a baritone ukulele. It just, you know, it eats a lot of steaks. I don't know if you can hear this.
I can.
I decided the world needed more murder ballads because you just turn on the radio and all you hear is love and love. You said and you swore we were bound in love forever. Did you really think I'd let you go? Unscathed. I don't think so. I kept watch like doves, spying eyes. They found you camped out on branches, and I saw hands and shirts landing. So quietly, I picked some evidence up. I raced back to beat you home. I was sick from it all. Knotted fist, I heard your bootsteps. You were glowing. You brought in the mud like nothing's wrong. Where you been? Don't deny. Yeah, I'm asking questions. Come clean. Don't blink. I'm warning you, your perfume strong. It's important that you tell the truth to get along. He kept on with his story. I poured chloroform into his scotch. I held up the belt he thought he'd lost. Said, look at me. and own up to what you've done. He caught a blow to the head, a sash weighed and he bent. I was aiming for his eyes, cause I could still see them there. Tangled together like chompy vines. Go, there's time, you can still get out alive. But hurt turned to rage and I came unhinging at close range. He got it four times. Splayed out of my feet, life pulled all around him, I kneeled down. I said, baby, look what you made me do, this is forgiveness. The only way that I know how to.
WNRN, Amanda Shires.
Don't be scared.
Actually, I'm afraid that I've listened to so much Celtic music in my day that I actually enjoy murder ballads. Which
and drinking
is,
songs.
Those two, but I don't know. There's something, especially those, obviously those songs that have been around for 400 or 500 years, maybe even have roots longer than that, are amazing songs.
Yeah.
And many of them either have to do with fairy queens snatching you or, you know, or murder ballads, something like that.
Yeah.
So, Amanda Shires in the WNRN studios this morning. She will be at Ashland Coffee and Tea tonight. And so you've had Texas Playboys. You had this other band that you were with. Mm-hmm. And how did you meet Rod and decide that you were going to tour with him and play some of his songs on your new record?
Well, about 3 years ago, we were both at this thing called the Folk Alliance, which I lovingly refer to as the Folk Annoyance, and it was in Austin, Texas. We were both playing in the same room and different times, though, and I'd met him in the hallway and found out that he was from Maine, but you could have guessed that because he had one of those orange hats on and some waders, you know, spenders. I had to straighten them out real fast, you know, and I thought that was kind of comical. And so we started talking, and then I decided I was going to listen to his set and then talk to him afterwards. And it was, you know, we got along pretty good. And then I was in Tennessee playing. He came and watched. And then he said, do you want to come play with me a show? And I said, sure. And then I went and played a show and then kind of took off from there and grew. And then a year ago from today, we made this duo record that we wrote all the songs together. And, you know, then here we are, and I like his songwriting.
Amanda Shires in the WNRN studios this morning. Play tonight, Ashland Coffee and Tea. Another song for
us? Oh, yeah, yeah. Unwanted Things.
Okay.
Yeah. She carved her initials down into the stone. You see them every time you come home. A row of flowers she last April, you forgot their names. They're still growing there anyway. A button from a sweater that you shouldn't have tried. She cut the tags from her clothes. So how would you know? You flip through a book, a note floats to the floor. Her slanted cursive's a stinging reminder that you're no. Oh, when you ask yourself, where did it all go wrong? Then out of anger you claim you knew it all along. All along, a clock with no face, her side of the bed smells like shampoo mixed with perfume. Turquoise necklace from a Tucson road trip once hung from her neck. Now here quietly it sits. Now what do you do with all her unwanted things? So tightly you cling to them.
same films in the fridge and it's keeping cold. She took pretty pictures and the camera you loaned her you won't see again. Now what do you do with all her unwanted things? So tightly you cling to them, but you want them just the same. Oh, when you ask yourself, where did it all go wrong? Then out of anger you claim you knew it all along. You unwanted they.
WNRN. Amanda Shires here in the WNRN studios this morning. Also, Rod Picott's here as well. And they're playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea. And I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more music in conversation.
Sounds really nice.
In just a minute. Amanda Shires, Rod Picott here in WNRN studios this morning, playing tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea. And so, when you were collaborating on these songs, is this new album, Upon Hearing Violins, your result? Or did you have a totally different album that you did?
That one we brought in a minute ago, earlier when we first came in, that light blue colored one, that's the one that we did together, Sew Your Heart with Wires.
Oh, I didn't see that somehow.
That's okay, we'll find it.
Okay.
And then this was what I was writing. I wrote some of that during the Sew Your Heart with Wires, but some I continued to work on, and then earlier. I'm not very good at explaining timelines. So
you were working on both projects at the same time.
Right, I was working on both projects at the same time, exactly.
Okay, so we've been playing your solo album, but there's another album that you guys did together.
Yeah, it was like we started playing together a whole lot more, and we just found out that we could write together, and we were asked a few times, you know, quite a few times, do you have a record of just the two of y'all playing together? And so we were like, that's a good idea, we'll make one. And so it's just guitar and fiddle and both of us singing, you know.
And let's hear another tune here, and with both of you.
Okay,
what do you got for us?
We've got, do you want to do Set Your House in Order, or do you want to do Shake the Wall? Okay, this one's not on a record yet, but I'm thinking about it. Okay, then. Ready?
I'm ready.
Set your house in order and account for the life you lived. To borrow old devil and be filled with the thought again. If you want to see him run, shoot him in the back with the Holy Ghost gun. Free grace, cause the Lord he gives. House in order and account for the life you've lived. Reach high, high round you, let the heal then begin. Gotta lose yourself, find yourself, be cleansed and be redeemed. Oh grace, wash over me. Set your house in order and account for the life you've lived. We all been sinning, come home and be forgiven. Don't need a map to show us where our Savior lives. He lives in you and me. Set your house in order, free grace will show me. Set your house in order and account for the life you've lived. To borrow devil and be filled with the thought again. If you wanna see him run, shoot him in the back with the Holy Ghost gun. Free grace, cause the Lord he gives.
WNRN. Amanda Shires, Rod Picott in WNRN studio this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Holy Ghost gun. Right. Wow. What an image.
Right. I stole it.
Where from?
One time somebody invited me to go to church, and the one time I should have said no. That's what happened. I wound up at a snake handling church, which is fine. Everybody can do what they want. But I wound up there and then kind of got scared and stole all the words that he said and put them in that song.
And he used the metaphor of a Holy Ghost gun.
Yeah, that was the best thing I ever heard.
Wow. That is amazing.
He even aimed his fingers.
Okay, well, I'm glad you stole it, because so I can hear it and like think about that for a while.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's a really interesting image.
Yeah.
It's going to stay with me for a while. So you talked about collaborating, and obviously you both write individually.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it's different when you collaborate? What do you feel like you get out of it that's kind of maybe better?
I would say you get out of it a different perspective. You know, everybody comes with their own set of experiences, and then there's a lot out there that he's done that I haven't done, and I mean vice versa. I like to think anyway, I know how to wear mascara and you don't, so something. But seriously though, just a different way of thinking about songs, I would guess. Would you think that's right?
Flavors, yeah.
Different flavors, he says.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in this morning. It's been a real pleasure to have
thanks.
You both here. Really enjoyed it. And if you want to hear more tonight at Ashland Coffee & Tea, they will be there live. And we're going to close out this morning from something from Amanda's album. It's called West Cross Timbers. And we're going to hear the song we've been playing mostly here on Acoustic Sunrise called Upon Hearing Violins. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.